Perek Lamed Aleph. This is a prophecy of the return of the Sederet HaShivatim. Again, as in earlier chapters, Radak says this is specifically talking about the Messianic period. Alternatively, it could be understood as as Yirmiyahu's call for Sederet HaShivatim to return in his day. Pasuk Aleph. כה אמר אדוני, מצא חן במדבר עם שרידי חרב הלוך להרגיע ישראל, להרגיעו ישראל. So, thus said Hashem, you found favor in my eyes in the desert, the nation that survived the sword as I led Israel to its place of calm and tranquility. Matzahen b'midbar, according to the Radak, this is Midbar Sinai. It talks about the Jewish people in Sinai. And the Matzahen is through the man and the Torah. Abarbanel looks at the Midbar as a metaphor for Galut. That throughout all the Galut, you didn't forget the Torah. And similarly, if we follow that line, what's Am Sridi Harev, the remnants of the sword? According to the Radak, that would follow that it would be Harev Paro. According to the Abarbanel, that would follow that it would be the Harev of the many enemies in Galut. The Pasuk continues, Haloch Lahagio Yisrael, right? And the Radak would go, that he went ahead of them to liberate them from Egypt. Alternatively, according to the other Perush, this is the end of not Shebud Mitzrayim, but of the Galut. Pasuk Bet. Merachok Adonai Nir'ali Vat Olam Avtich Alkin Mishachtich Hasid. Now, the first part of this Pasuk is a call out from Yisrael. Sort of affirms. Merachok Adonai Nir'ali, right? God appeared to me from a distance. Some Mefarshim say a distant locale, and some Mefarshim say a distant time in the past. It seems to indicate either way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away, right? Either in something in the past, or that he is far away geographically, but he is far. So Merachok Hashem was appeared to me, and now Hashem now responds, Ahavat Olam Ahavtich, right? I loved you with eternal love. Alkin Meshachtich Hasid, and so therefore I extended my kindness to you. Pasuk Gimel. Od evnech v'nivnet betulat Yisrael, od ta'adi tupayich v'yatzat bimhol misahakim. So God says, od evnech, I will rebuild you. V'nivnet, and you shall be built, rebuilt, betulat Yisrael. Od ta'adi tupayich, right? You will adorn yourself with drums, and you will go out in a dancing in a circle and rejoicing. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he will rebuild you. If I should look at this as a metaphor, because right now we're like scattered bricks. That is just each one was separated, but the concept of rebuilding is to, like a kibbutz galuyot, to gather together things that are scattered. Pasuk Dalet. Otit'i keramim b'hare shomron nate'u not'im v'helelu. You'll still plant vineyards in the mountains of Shomron. The planters will plant and redeem them. So we're talking here about planting vineyards, and that was done in a open field. And this was will grow to great things, because in the open field you need sun. The Radak notes that in the past they were afraid to do it openly because of the enemies. And so therefore, who took over these fields? He says the Kutim, right? Because it's in Shomron, Bar Shomron. But now, the Jews will openly do it, and therefore they will take their plant their vineyards. V'halelu means to redeem them, as Kerem Revai, in the fourth year they will redeim them by either bringing them to Beit Hamikdash or making a pidyon. Pasuk he. Ki yesh yom karu notzirim behar Ephraim kumu v'na'aleh Sion. For there will be a day when the watchmen will call out from Har Ephraim, come, let's go up to Sion. Pasuk. Kumu v'na'aleh Sion el Adonai Eloheinu. Right, we go up to Sion to celebrate from Hashem. Pasuk Vav. Ki ko amar Adonai, ronu li Yaakov, simha v'sahalu b'rosh ha'goyim. Hashmiu, halelu v'imru, hosha Adonai et amecha et she'erit Yisrael. For this is what Hashem said. Ronu li Yaakov simha. Sing Yaakov with happiness. V'sahalu b'rosh goyim. Right? Celebrate in the heights and the peaks of the goyim, of the nations. Hashmiu halelu. Announce and praise v'imru, and say, Hasha Hashem et amecha et Yisrael. Hashem, save your people, the remnant of Yisrael. This is what really will happen when the news of the redemptions arrives. According to the Targum, people will sing the streets. Rashi looks as the Rosh Goyim, as the tall buildings. Mitzudot talks about the important sites of Goyim. In any event, these statements will be proclaimed in the midst of the cities, in front of the Goyim. Pasuk Zayin. Hineni mevi otam me'eretz tzafon. I will bring them from the north, where they were scattered. V'kibastim mi'ad katei aretz. I will gather them from the ends of the earth. Right. Bam, among them, iver upiseya hara v'yoledet yahtav. Four groups of people. The blind, the lame, the pregnant, and the woman who has just given birth. They will all come together. Kadol kahal gadol yeshuvuhena. A large congregation will come back. Why mention these people? So that Adak says something very interesting, that these people that are generally take a long time to travel, it takes them longer. Nevertheless, because of the calm, the ge'ulah will not happen in hysteria, but it will happen slowly in a level of calm. And everyone, so there'll be no necessary to rush, and so even these people will be able to keep up. Malbim says that this is a metaphor for the blind, the lame, for people who were spiritually blind, that they did not see through the times of Galut the appropriate path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now they will realize that. And they will, even the blind will come. Pasuk het. Bibchi yavou ubetahanonim ovilem. Olichem el nahalemayim bederech yashar lo yikashluba. Ki hayiti Yisrael le'av ve'efraim bechori hu. They will come with crying and through prayers. Rashi comments that this is a note of Teshuvah. It will be crying and praying in Teshuvah. V'b'chi yavob taharim avilim, right, I will guide them through their prayers. Olichem el nachalimayim. I will direct them to straits of water, streams of water. B'derech yashad, on a direct path, lo yikashluba, they won't stumble. Ki hayiti l'Yisrael le'av, for I've been a father to Israel, v'Ephraim b'chori, who? And Ephraim is my eldest son. Right? Olechem nachalimayim, mean they will finally drink for their thirst. And Ephraim is being mentioned here, as we said before, to indicate that the 10 tribes will return. And Ephraim is the paradigm of that. Pasuk tet. Shimu devar Adonai goyim, v'hagidu ba'ayim mimirhak. Ve'imru mizare Yisrael yiqabbesenu. Ushmaro kiro'e edro. Hashem addresses the goyim. Right? Listen to the word of Hashem, the nations, and call it out in distant islands and say, the one who scattered Israel, he will gather them. And guard him as a shepherd guards his flock. The goyim felt, the enemies felt, that they were the ones who captured Israel. And so therefore, they didn't think it appropriate or possible that the Jewish people will be able to go back, because they were the conquerors. So Hashem is saying, no. God is mentioning, I scattered them. And therefore, it is the scatterer who will be able to bring them back. Pasuk Yod. Ki fada Adonai et Yaakov, ugalo miyad hazak vimenu. Hashem redeemed Yaakov and delivered him from the hands of the one that was stronger than him. In the mention of Yaakov, also hinting to refer all of Am Yisrael, Yaakov is the father of all the Shevatim. So we'll mention Yaakov, we're talking about all of Am Yisrael, including the 10 tribes. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ubao v'rininu b'mrom Siyon v'naharu el tub Adonai al Dagan v'al Tirosh v'al Yitzhar v'al Beneson u'Bakar v'hiyetan evshem k'gan raveh v'lo yosifu l'da'ava od. Right, so the people will come and sing, right, on the height of Zion. V'naharu el tuv Adonai. They will stream and flow to God's goodness. Al dagan v'al tirosh v'al yitzhar. Right, these are physical things. Grain, wine, oil. V'al b'nei son u'bakar, young sheep and cattle. V'yitan avsham kegan raveh. Their soul will be a well-watered garden. They will not have to worry any further. So this pasuk talks about what the Jewish people will do. So it says they will praise Hashem v'naharu el tuv Adonai. They will stream to God's goodness, and that would seem to mean, right, they will credit God and go to His goodness, to the exclusion of material pursuits, right? But nevertheless, el tuv Hashem, what is the important part of that tuv? The dagan, the tirosh, the yitzhar. Nevertheless, they will thank Hashem for the material blessing. They will no longer worry. Yud bet, as tismah betula b'mahol, u'bahurim u'zkenim yahdav. In those days, right, the young girl will be happy and dance, and the young and the old will be happy together. V'hafachti evlam l'sason. Turn their mourning into happiness. V'nihamtim, I will comfort them. V'simachtim migonam, and I will make them happy in their grief. Here he says that the young and the old will rejoice together. This is contrasted to what the Nevi'im tell us about the second Beit HaMikdash, in which the young were very excited, but the old who have seen or heard of the first Beit HaMikdash cried because this paled in comparison. So at this point, the Nevi is telling us, no, both young and old will rejoice, because the Ge'ulah in the future will be greater than anything even the older generations who may have witnessed the earlier temples they will be very happy with the new one. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'riveti nefesh ha-kohanim dashin. Dashin. V'ami etubi yisba'u ne'um Adonai. Right, so I will satisfy the desire of the Kohanim with what? With the fat of the Korbanot. And my nation, right, will be satiated with the good that I give them. My good. V'ami etubi yisba'u ne'um Hashem. Pasuk Yudalin. Kol amad Adonai, kol berama nishma nehi bechi tamrurim. Rachel mevaka al baneha me'ana linahem al baneha ke'enenu. Right, so this is a very famous pasuk with many midrashim that are written about it. First, within the Peshat, right, we hear a cry, a bitter weeping. And it's Rachel who's crying for her children, and she refuses to be consoled because they are gone. It obviously went into Galut, and she's crying about the Galut. Mefarshim say this is a mashal, not only for Rachel crying, but for the entire Malchut Yisrael, that says Shvatim, they're crying. And Rachel, whose children are amongst that, which is Ephraim, she is mentioned metaphorically as crying, which to indicate that all of them are crying. There's a very famous midrash here in which during the time of Menashe, when he was king, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he was going to destroy the Jewish people for the Avodah Zarah, and all the Avot tried to intercede and it works, and Rachel gets up there and says, "Listen, God, you're upset that they put Avodah Zarah in your house, I understand, but look what happened to me. Rachel, almost Leah, was taking my husband, and I gladly gave her the simanim. I'm more merciful than you. You should be merciful, even though they put an idol in your house, and not be jealous." And so Hashem answers, "You were the only one who knew how to console me, Rachel." And pasuk. And again, Rachel mentions both Yehuda and Israel, because Binyamin, her son, is in Yehuda, and Ephraim and Menashe are amongst Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk 15 reacts to Rachel. Ko amar Adonai, min'i kolech mibechi. Prevent your voice from weeping. Ve'inayich midima, and your eyes from tearing. Ki yesh sachar lefulatech. There's a reward for your actions, ne'um Adonai. And what is that? Vishavu me'eretz oyev. They will return from the enemy. They will eventually come back. Pasuk tet zayin. V'yesh tikva l'acharitech nu Adonai v'shavu banim digvulam. There is hope for your future, says Hashem. And what is that? What is that hope? V'shavu banim digvulam. People will return to their borders. The children will return to their borders of Israel. Pasuk yud zayin. Shamo shamati Ephraim mitnoded, yisartani vevaser, keege lo lumad, hashiveni vashuva, ki ata Adonai Elohai. So here in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem is saying what he had heard. He heard Ephraim moaning, yisartani, right? Right, you gave me musar, you chastised me, right? Yisartani yisurim ve'ivaser, and I sort of accepted it. Right? In other words, I became chastised. You chastised me again. Ke'ege lo lumad, like an untrained calf. Hashiveni ve'ashuva, bring me back and I will return. You are my God. What is this untrained calf? the untrained calf, a calf needs to sometimes get a little bit of a hit to lead him in the right path. So too, Am Yisrael is admitting that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to give them a little hit to make sure they stay on the right path, like that untrained calf. Pasuk Yud Chaf, Ki Aharei Shuvi Bihamti, V'Aharei Vadi'i Safakhti Al Yarech, Boshti V'Gam Nimchlamti, Ki Nasati Harpat Ne'orai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Aharei Shuvi Bihamti, after I return, right, I regret it. Okay? So, meaning after he returned to Hashem, then it's time to regret his past. V'harehi v'di'i, right, and after I was been made aware of my sins, safakti al yarech, I slapped my thigh, meaning it's suffering. Boshti v'gam nechlamti, I have been embarrassed and humiliated, ki nasati harpat neurai, I bear the embarrassment of my youth. Pasuk Yutet. Davka here, the Barbanel makes so that tshuva is written here because it's a hare shuvi nihamti, right? To regret only works if you first change your actions themselves. Pasuk Kaf. Haben yakir li Ephraim im yedet sha'ashu'im ki mide daberi bo zachor ezkerenu od al ken hamu'im ha'ilo rahim ahaminu ne'um Adonai. So, the Navi, in the name of God, asks a rhetorical question, right? He doesn't really understand, right? Is Ephraim my favorite son? Im yelet shashuim, is he the delightful child? Ki midei daberibo, whenever I speak of him, zachor ezkerenu od, I always remember him. Al ken hamui me'ailo, therefore, my inner parts are murmuring for him. Rahem arahamenu. I was surely a pity on him, Neum Hashem. Right, so the mashal here is like God is like this doting father who misses his child even as he has to punish that child. Pasuk Kaf. Hasibi lach siyunim. Simi lach tamrurim. Shiti libech limsila derech. Halacht shuvi betula Israel, shuvi al araich elle. So, hasibi lo lach tziyunim. Make markers for yourself on the road. And similarly, si lach tamrurim, put landmarks. Meaning, it's true you're traveling out, but remember the road and put certain ways to remember the road because you're going to come back on this road for the Geulah. Shiti libech lamsila, right? Set your hearts upon the road. Derech halacht, the way you came, because you have to know the road that you took to come here, because you're going to take it back. You have to get back. Shuvi betula Israel, return betula Israel. Shuvi l'arayich elle, right? Return to those cities of yours. Ad matay titamakin habata shoveba, right? How long will you ignore me, this wayward daughter? Okay. Kibara Adonai hadasha ba'aretz. God created a new thing in the world. Nikeva, the female, tisovev gav. The female will court the male. In other words, and here, the female, the Nekeva, is Israel, and Hashem is the male. So what was happening now is that there'll be a desire amongst the Jewish people to come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means to do Teshuvah. Kafbet, ko amar Adonai Tzevot lehi Israel, od yomru et hadavar hazeh be'eretz Yehuda u'ba'arav, b'shuvi et shevutam yivarecha Adonai nevesedek har HaKodesh. So, Hashem says, right, people will again say, right, od yomru et davar hazeh, this thing, be'eretz Yehuda, in the land of Yehuda, u'barav, and in cities, B'shuvi et shivutam, when I return them from their captivity, Yivarecha Adonai, God will bless you. Nevesedek harakodesh. The Nevesedek is the dwelling of righteousness on where? On the Beit HaMikdash, which is on harakodesh. Obviously, this is at a point where the Beit HaMikdash is cleansed from its idolatrous influences. Pasuk Kav Gima. V'yeshivu ba Yehuda v'chol arav yahdav. Ikarim v'nas'u be'eden. In addition, something else will happen at this point. They will, right, live together, right? They will be able to coexist together, right? Well, it's what he said. Od yomru et hamelech hazeh b'eretz Yehuda v'arav shuv yishvutam yivarechecha Adonai nevesedek harakodesh. So this is the... what they will say when Hashem returns them, that God should bless you, the Nevetzedek, the abode of righteousness, place of righteousness, which will be Harakodesh, Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk Kaf Dalit. Ki hirveti nefesh ayefa v'chol nefesh da'ava mileti. Says, I have quenched the thirst of those who are tired, and all the souls, right, that have were distraught, I replenished and filled them. Pasuk kafe, alzoti kisoti vaire ushnati arivali. Yirmiyah now himself speaks. And he says right now that when he awoke from his sleep and he saw everything, then what happened? Ushnati arvali. His sleep was pleasant to me. Right? He was able now to sleep before he couldn't sleep with all the suffering coming. Pasuk Vav. Hine yamim ba'im nu Adonai v'zarati et bet Yisrael v'et bet Yehuda zera adam v'zera behema. So I will, Hashem says, days are coming when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda. And it says, Zera Adam v'zera behema. The seed of the seed, and the seed of a person and the seed of an animal. This idea of v'zarati means to plant, because when you plant, you lead much more than you put inside. So therefore, Am Yisrael will reproduce and multiply. Pasuk of Zayin. V'akishaya kashir shakati alehem lintosh v'lintotz laharos v'lahavid v'lahara ken ishkod alehem livnot v'lintoh ha'neum Adonai. This pasuk has a lot of references back to Perek Aleph. First of all, we're talking about he's shoked. Just like shakati, which I did it quickly to do the evil, lintosh v'lintotz laharos v'lahavid, Ulhareya, so too will I now quickly build and plant. So this here, this pasuk hints at the pasuk Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud. In Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, after he's just actually before he is given the visions, right, of the Makil Shaked, he's told that his job will be Re'ev Katich Hayom Al Goyim Al Mamachot Lintosh Belintotz Ulahavid Velaharos. So those four verbs are mentioned here that he's already done. Kashe shakate lehem lintosh v'lintotz laharos v'lahavid, and then he adds in ulhareya. That's done. But he has two more verbs in that pasuk that he promised Yirmiyah will be done. Livnot v'lintoa. So Yirmiyah is now saying that it's time to fulfill that part of the pasuk. And he says, so I will be kasher shakati alehim, like I've already done quickly as the makel shaked fast, lintosh velintotz laharos lahabid laaleh. I've done that. Ken ishkod, to be mekayem the last part of that pasuk, livnot velintoa, to build and to plant, neum hashem. And therefore we see that the shaked also, as we mentioned earlier, has a positive element to it as well. Pasuk kafhet. Bayamim. Bayamim ahem lo yomru od avot achlu boser v'shine banim tqhenna. So this is a mashal that the Jewish people were saying, that they were being blamed for their father's sins, as we see in Echa, avotenu hatu v'inam, ba'anachnu avotenu savalnu. Right, they claim that they were. And what is this mashal? It's a mashal, avot achlu boser. The fathers ate the unripened sour grapes. Mishine banim tqhenna. And the teeth of the children are blunted. When you bite into something sour, so you feel your teeth feeling a certain tingling feeling. And that is tqhenna. So it doesn't make sense for if the one who eats the sour grapes gets the ill effect of that. And it doesn't make sense that the father would eat the sour grapes, but the teeth of the children would be affected. So that is part of their claim, that they were being punished for their father's sins. He says in the future, they will no longer say that. Lo yomru od avot achlu bosir v'shinei batnim tikena. Why? Ki im ish ba'avuno yamut. Kol ha'adam hochel abosir tikena shinav. Each person will die for his own sins, and those who eat the sour grapes, it will be his teeth that will be blunted. And the point here being, I mean, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us that every man will just die for his own sins. So why is it only in the future that a person will die for his own sins? Because we know, how does a person die for his father's sins if he would repeat his father's sins? That's what the Gemara says. Only punish if you continue. And because in the end of days, there will be so few sinners, so those that do sin will only have their own sins to deal with, not earlier generations. Pasuk Lamed. Hine yamim paim neum Adonai v'karati et bet Yisrael bet Yehuda berit hadasha. So the days are coming, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda. The Ramban holds that this brit hadasha is because there will be no yetzer hara, and we'll see in the upcoming few pesukim that the nature of the brit hadasha would be not that it's a new brit with a new Torah, but as in pasuk lamedal we'll see, it's a new brit that won't be violated by the people. But as you'll see in pasuk lamedbet, it's very clear that he's talking about Torah to that was given already, not a new Torah has v'shalom. Pasuk Lamid Aleph. Lo kabirit asher karati et avotam. Not like the brit that I made with the forefathers. Biyom haziki biyadam. When I held their hand. Yotziam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Taking them out of Egypt. Asher him hefeiru et briti. Because they violated this brit. Vanochi ba'alti bam neum Adonai. And nevertheless, even though they rebelled, I maintained myself as their master, and I was still there. I remained their master. Kizot haberit, this covenant, asher echrotet beYisrael, that I'll make with beYisrael, ahare hayamim ahem, at the end of these days, do mashim, natati et torati b'kerbam, I will place my Torah within them. It's very clear that the berit hadasha is something that talks within the concept of Torah. Ve'al libam echtovenna, I will inscribe it on their hearts. Vayiti lehem leluhim, I will be for them a God, v'hem mayuli leham, they will be for me a nation. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Velo yelamedu od ish et ve'ehu v'ish et ahiv lemor di'u et Adonai ki chulam yedu oti. Right, they will no longer have to teach each man his fellow man and each man his brother to know God, to encourage them to know God, because they will already, everyone will know me, from their smallest to their oldest, כי אסלח לאבונם ולחטאתם לא אזכור עוד. Because I will forgive their iniquities and their sins, I will not remember, I will no longer recall their avonot, their sins. פסוק למדל. כה אמר אדוני, נותן שמש לאור יומם, חוקות ירח וכוכבים לאור לילה. This talks about God's establishing nature. You give the sun to the light of the day, and the laws of the moon and the stars in the light of the night. So he is the creator of nature, and he is similarly Roga Hayam v'yehemu galav. He is the one who calms the sea, right? V'yehemu galav. Or actually not calm, or agitates the sea, and that causes the waves to roar. Also nature. Adonai Tzevaot Shemo. Mefarshim bring that Rogayim Vemugalav could be the Kriyat Yam Suf, that although he's the master of nature, that he operates outside of nature when he feels necessary to do so. Lamed he. Im yamushu hakim ha'ele milifanayinu umadonai, gam zera Yisrael yishbetu miyot goy lefanay kol hayamin. So, if these laws, these natural laws, could be removed, it would be very far-fetched, and we would abrogate all of the laws of nature, then, in that situation, the children of Israel will cease to be for me a nation in front of me all the days. Meaning, God's love and bond with Israel is as strong as the laws of nature themselves. Pasuk lamidvav, ko amar Adonai, imi madu shamayim milmala, if the heavens above could be measured, ve'yehakru mosde aretz, and the foundations of the earth could be researched, lemata, down, gam ani emas b'chol zera Yisrael, then I will reject the entire children of Israel, al kol asher asun um Hashem, because all of what they did, the word of Hashem. Meaning again, this concept of Yisrael will not be thrown out, because it's immeasurable. Obviously, you can't measure the heavens and earth, because that's immeasurable. As well, God won't abandon Israel because God's love for Israel is also immeasurable. Pasuk lamed zayin. Hine yamim ba'im neum Adonai v'nivneta ha'ir l'Adonai mimigdal hananel ad sha'ar ha'pina. So, the city of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt onto Hashem, meaning all the places of sin will be removed and disappear, according to the Radak, because it will all be for unadulterated service of Hashem. And he gives large borders, Mivigdal Hananel at Shara Pina. Pasuk Lamet Het. V'yasa od kav hamida negdo al givat garev v'nasa go'ata. Right? And the measuring line will be stretched out over these areas, Garev Hill and to Go'a. It will expand its borders. Pasuk Lamet Tet. V'chol emek ha'pgarim. Right? The valley, right? The Emek HaPgarim is literally the valley of corpses, vadishin, and ashes. V'chol ha-shedemot ad Nahal Kidron, all of the fields up until Nahal Kidron, Kidron Valley. Ad pinat shar ha-susim, till the corner of the horse's gate, Mizraha, Kodesh Ladunai. It's all Kodesh Tashem will be sanctified to God. Lo yinatesh v'lo yaharis od leolam. Not be abandoned and not be destroyed forever.